Amnesty International says the Syrian government has used systemic and widespread torture and ill treatment on Syrians in detention. The report says the scale of torture has risen to levels not witnessed for years. Amnesty compares it to the notorious era of President Bashar al-Assad's father, Hafez al-Assad. The report is based on the accounts of witnesses or torture victims given to the organization's researchers in Jordan last month. It lists 31 methods of torture by security forces, army, and pro-government paramilitary thugs in what are called armed Shabiha gangs. Connie Aegis reports.
The Syrian uprising started a year ago. 12 months on, despite repeated efforts to repress them, the protesters across Syria have not yet been crushed. Imad is a 23-year-old ethnic Kurd. He joined the protest movement against President Bashar al-Assad in March, but 8 months on, he was arrested. The arresting officers took him to a prison in Damascus and interrogated him.
They told me to lay down on the ground and they start to beat me on my back. They start to kick my face. After 1 hour, they said to me, take off all your clothes. They hang me up on the wall. They splash water on my body and they electrified me every half an hour. They electrified me around 10 times.
It was here that Ahmad found out that the authorities had also arrested his 54-year-old father.
And the second day, they called for me again, but this day, they covered my eyes and they put on my mouth a wooden stick to prevent me from talking or making any sound. When they take the cover from my eyes, I saw my dad. He was laying on his chest. They start to beat my dad. After half an hour, they take me out of the room. They told me, would you like to confess now or we keep torturing your dad?
Amnesty International says Imad's story is one of many. The organisation's Neil Sammons says that torture in Syria is now completely routine, with almost no exemptions.
On the moment of arrest, and then as they're transported to detention centres, and then even worse when they arrive, they're subjected to appalling and repeated beatings.
The report describes 31 different types of torture used by President Bashar al-Assad's security forces. Neil Sammons describes some of those methods.
There's also something called the shabach, or like a hanging position, for people that have their hands manacled and raised up and they're suspended. So usually their feet hang just a little bit agonizingly close above the ground. And while in that position, with intense pain on their wrists, they are subjected to various forms of beatings. One other form is rather ironically called flying carpet, whereby the detainee strapped to his underpants, their face up on a foldable wooden board, so if you can imagine the feet and the head, by some mechanism, are gradually raised, and for a process of what might be 30 minutes to an hour, the detainee is also subjected to very bad beatings.
But there is violence on all sides, and reports are also emerging of methods of torture being used by the opposition Free Syrian Army on government soldiers they've captured. That's something Neil Sammons says Amnesty International is investigating.
One journalist who had been with members of the Free Syrian Army in Baba Amr in Homs said that she had seen one detained security force member with a black eye. The Commission of Inquiry came out with a number of cases of ill treatment of people taken by armed opponents of the regime. But as they are saying and as we are saying, it is still basically incomparable to the levels of repression being meted out by the Syrian regime.
Despite the continuing violence, President Bashar al-Assad has called for parliamentary elections for May the 7th. But in a further sign that his neighbours are losing patience, the Arab League chief, Nabil al-Arabi, has called for an independent international inquiry into alleged crimes against humanity.
Connie Aegis. And you can find Amnesty International's report on our website from this evening.